listening to Old New Borrowed Blue on 2SER with your host, Joel Kassam.
Hello and welcome to Old New Borrowed Blue here on 2SER. And of course, you can always find us on 2SER.com and on iTunes. My name is Joel Kassam. This is the show where I invite a very special guest into the studio to play four songs of their choosing and we have a chat about them. All right, let's find out who we've got this week. On this week's show, I wanted to do something a little different. And by different, I mean this. Welcome to the show, Mum.
Hello, darling. How are you?
I'm very well. Thank you.
Oh, sorry. I was just...
No, please.
Oh, sorry. Thank you for having me.
No, thank you for coming in.
Oh, no, but thank you for having me.
And thank you for coming in as well.
And thank you for having me.
Actually, how should we do this? Should I call you Mum or should I call you Kim?
Whatever you want to call me. Listener? Absolutely. You can call me Kim if you want. I'll call you Kim.
Okay. No, I'll call you Mum.
Actually, call me...
I'm going to call you Mum.
You don't want to call me Her Royal Highness?
I don't think so. Okay. We'll stick with Mum.
Okay.
And people understand now that your name is Kim.
Yes, that's
Kim
true.
Kim Kassam.
That's it.
You are my mother.
I am your mother.
Nothing else needs to be said.
Okay.
We've got it. Okay. All right, let's get started. You are, of course, the mother of three children.
I certainly
am. I have two siblings, Kyle and Nikki. Mm-hmm. Who's your favourite?
Oh, without doubt, you, darling.
Oh, of course, Mum.
Yes, that's... goes without saying.
That's very kind of you.
That's all right. The other two won't hear it, will they?
No, this isn't going to air at all.
Okay, that's fine. Yeah. Yes, definitely you, Duff.
Great. Let's have a little chat about your background. Where did you grow up and what were you like as a kid?
Oh, okay. I grew up in Dollychill. Was a lovely little suburb. How can I put this? Well, when my brother and I would walk to school, we wonder if the smell underneath the railway line was a dead dog or a dead someone's body. We were never sure.
Okay.
Now, of course, Dollychill's like super expensive and yeah.
Yeah.
So, well, it's good
changes.
Though.
Yeah, good spot to grow up. What about, what were you like as a kid? Were you...
I was charming.
Charming?
Oh, absolutely. I was very thoughtful, very attentive to my parents. Still am. I was a perfect child, really.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, all right. We'll jump forward then if you want.
Let's not go the teen years.
Well, I was going to say, well, actually, no, this isn't teen, but I'm trying to do the math in my head now.
Mm-hmm.
We don't have to talk about it too much, but what was it like growing up in the 70s?
It was fabulous. It was the best time. It really was. I mean, you never had any worries about when you went out, or maybe you did. You would just be out having fun and, you know, but yeah, there were fights and things like that, but nothing like it is today. I worry about the kids today, yeah.
Okay. Today we are going to talk a lot about your music choices because sometimes I'll go off on tangents and completely forget that this is actually a music show. And you actually have pretty good taste in music.
Oh, thank you very much.
And no doubt that, you know, you've sort of led me on the path to the music that I like.
Yes.
As Dad as well, I guess.
Not so much your father.
he likes some good tunes.
Not so much your father.
So we should probably start the show off with your old song.
Mm-hmm.
What have you gone with?
I've gone with the one and only Led Zeppelin and Kashmir.
Now, why have you chosen this song?
I'm not too sure, like middle teens when this song came out. And it was just something that the first time I heard it, I thought nothing could be better than this. I mean, Zeppelin had other stuff out before, but this was the one that really, I just loved it.
Yeah?
Yeah, absolutely.
And you also, because my younger sister is married.
Yes, she is.
She got married how many years ago now?
Four.
4 years ago.
Yeah, it'll be five next
Jesus.
Year.
Jesus. Okay. Yeah. She's my younger sister, everyone. Yeah. I am not married. I've gone nowhere. You and Dad were introduced to this song. Well, you both walked
for
out.
For their wedding at the reception, yeah. I mean, everyone was going down the path of celebration. It's a happy time. But this song, to me, is a happy time. I just love it. So your father had no choice and we came out to Kashmir.
All right. I'm so glad I get to say this. This is Led Zeppelin, Kashmir on 2SER.
Let the sun beat down upon my face. Start
There you go. Nice timing, Mum.
I'm sorry. Hi.
Okay. That was
a little bit of cocaine. Sorry.
Led Zeppelin there, Kashmir. You were saying in that song that you used to actually go to dances when you were younger.
Yes, I did.
Sort of like blue light discos that we
before they had blue light discos. Yeah.
And bands would play.
We'd have live live bands. Yeah, I mean they never did Kashmir because well, it's just magnificent. But yeah,
they have 27 minutes free. That's why.
Hey, they were playing all night. It didn't matter. No. So they play a lot of Zeppelin songs, which was really, really good.
Yeah, definitely. Because I remember reading about the drummer was from Led Zeppelin. I can't think of his
John
name.
John Bonham.
So. Okay, thank you very much.
That's all right.
John Bonham saying that he used to try and change up and have all weird sort of time changes and time signatures so people couldn't cover Led Zeppelin. It was like they never wanted to be covered. So he, because you listen to their music, he will sometimes play different beats to what the music playing,
and
it's fantastic band. Thank you for choosing them.
Thank you. And now it's time to go. Yes,
pretty much out of time. Okay. Of course, as you and I both know, this isn't your first time on 2SER. So Adrian Walton, whose voice you may have heard around the studio pretty much every day, as he's in almost every ad on this station. He and I both started out here by doing a lot of mid-dawns, which are midnight to dawn. And
very good.
Thank you very much.
That's all right.
That's for people who don't understand radio, Mum. And then we moved into a show called The Weekly on Sunday, which we loved, and it was a lot of fun. We did, and we did a lot of stupid sketches and stuff like that. But one thing we used to do was we used to call you, and we would get you to learn a phrase. I can't think of the phrase off the top of my head.
Oh, but stupid phrases.
Some stupid phrase.
About,
it was the same phrase.
About the red door.
I think it was you had to ask for directions. You had to ask
to the
house. Butcher for directions to the red house.
The red house.
Something like that.
Or red door.
So you had to learn it in all different languages. Whatever language we picked that week, you would have to learn it. I would send you a text with the
actual.
So if it was in German, you would have to, it would be written in German, and you'd have about 5 minutes to learn it. I'd call you up and you'd have to do it on air. For those of you who don't know what the hell I'm talking about, I'll just play a little snippet from one of the
Can you make it one of the good ones?
Is
there a good one?
Probably not. Let's see how we go.
We've got a very super duper special guest on the phone.
Absolutely. About as special as you get. I can actually hear her trying to do what she's going to do. You'll explain.
I'll explain it. So for those of you who have heard the show previously, you're going to be familiar with the next guest. Kim is Joel's mum.
She is.
Each week we get her to learn the super useful phrase, I asked the butcher for directions to the red house.
Common phrase.
Oh, very usable.
I said it four times on the way here.
Yeah, no, yeah. So did I.
Definitely.
And this week, the language which Kim will be attempting to say it in is Spanish. She's not a Spanish native.
Nope.
But let's see how she goes. Kim, hello, how are you going?
Hello, darling, how are you?
Very well.
Hi, Mummy.
Hi, darling. I'm a little bit nervous tonight because,
No, you'll kill it.
Don't be nervous. Okay, just because we've moved to the sexy new time of 7 o'clock on a Sunday and not midnight on a Friday doesn't mean you have to be nervous.
That's made me feel more nervous now, so thank you. All right. I think I'm ready.
Okay, so the way this goes is I send you I've sent you a text. I sent it through during those songs then. Adrian said the phrase, I asked the butcher for directions to the red house. I've sent you that phrase in Spanish.
Yes. And I'm still going to the red house.
You're still going to the red house,
Oh, okay. Nothing changes.
Not yet. Same phrase, different language.
Okay. Yeah, so we want to see how you go, and I guess you can just take it away when you're ready.
When you're ready, Kim. Right.
Good luck.
So this is the best Spanish I've got, all right?
This will be fantastic. Okay. Go, Mum.
La pregante a la... Now, this is a tricky one. Can ik canciera?
Ooh.
Yeah, thank you.
I can hear help in the background.
Para, lays, diet... paralyzed directly, I don't know. Only something a la Casa Roja.
Oh,
okay. I'm just going to type that into the computer here.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's hear what
a few
the Spanish computer says.
Yeah.
Spanish computer says.
Le pregunté a la carnicería para las direcciones a la Casa Roja.
I was perfect.
I reckon you're perfect.
Well, let's see. Well, I've typed it into the computer. It's just processing now.
Comparing what you said against it.
And let's see how you went.
10 out of 10. 10 out of 10.
Mom, you nailed it.
10 out of 10. By the way, boys, I'm still waiting for my last gift.
It's breaking up.
Yeah, you've been enjoying the show? That's great. Thanks, Mom. Actually, thank you for listening. We really appreciate it.
I just have one question. Go on. I have been listening to the show, and if that young Patrick Murphy kitty can ring me and let me know how to lose 4 kilos in a week, I'd really appreciate it.
It doesn't sound like it's easy work.
Well, please.
Mm. Oh, the things those guys have to do, and girls, I mean... Yeah. Insane.
Not easy. Kim, you've killed it once again. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Mum.
Have a good show.
Bye.
We will. We'll speak to you next week.
Okay,
later. I'll probably speak to you before then, but okay, bye.
Bye.
There you have it, Mum.
I know. I was amazing. I had no idea how good I am.
The thing is, I don't actually have any questions in regards to that. I just wanted to play it again because I think it's funny.
And I'm still waiting for that young Patrick Murphy kitty to give me a call. Even though I did see him on Friday night and never said a word to me. Yes.
Did you also play a bit of netball? Played some sport in your time, haven't you?
I have played sport in my time. Yes, yes. I did play a little bit of netball. Was I fantastic? You betcha.
I bet you am.
I just don't have, you know, I'm not one for awards. So I tend to, you know, don't have them out to show people. But, yes, several
thousand.
Awards. Thousand, okay. Thousand.
I thought that's what you were going to say.
Yes.
You've also coached a bit of soccer as well. Some.
Yes. When your brother actually was in primary school, we had a soccer galade, as I like to call them, and we're against all other schools in the local area. And, yes, got them to the grand final. Kyle still calls me Coach Bombay, which is because apparently when I'm watching football or something, I have a habit of saying what to do.
Yeah, you are quite the couch coach, yelling at the TV. Especially in soccer, when Australia plays soccer.
Oh, my God. Can they do your head in? Yeah. Oh, they can do your head in.
I know. Very tough team to watch.
Yeah.
We have to get on to your, what are we up to now? Your new song.
Oh, okay. Not so new, but it's a good song.
Okay. Well, do you know what you've gone with?
I have no idea. Can you tell me? No. It's Adele.
You have gone with Adele?
Yes, which I think any Adele song is magnificent. I've got several that I really, really like, Rolling in the Deep being one of them, but the song I've actually gone for...
You've picked Send My Love.
Send My Love.
Open brackets, to your new lover, close brackets.
Thank you very much. And I will.
Okay.
Just the guitar cable.
This was all you, none of it me. You put your hands on my body and told me. You told me you were ready for the big one, for the big jump. I'd be your last love, everlasting you.
Thank you very much, Adele. That was Send My Love, open brackets, to your new lover, close brackets.
Thank you very much.
Now, you currently work with children with disabilities.
Yes, I do.
It's a job that I completely admire you for. How did this come about?
It came about several years ago. I've been teaching swimming for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
And there was this thing, an advertisement that just, you know, I saw for a job. And it was working for a wonderful charity called the Rainbow Club. And it was teaching children with disabilities to swim. And in the, I forget how many years, I think probably 8 years I did it. It was the most rewarding thing I've ever done. I still work with children with, diverse learning, as they call it now. But working with those kids in that pool was exceptional.
Yeah. And so, like you said, it's rewarding. How do you find it? Is it just this?
I had one particular young boy who had cerebral palsy and quite severe, couldn't talk, and their personalities of all these kids are just incredible, and their will to do well, it's, you know, and they're just outstanding. And he, to me, was exceptional because he wouldn't let anything beat him. I mean, half the time he was drowning, basically, but I found that he could actually float. And then we started trying to do a little bit of backstroke. He could never hold his head up, so he couldn't, like, be face down in the water. But his backstroke was pretty darn good, you know. Yeah. He was really, really good. And this one day, I remember we used to work out at Leichhardt Pool. Not for Leichhardt. They gave us a couple of lines, which was very nice. And I took him over to the 50-metre pool. And I jumped in. His mum and dad lowered him into me. I made him hang on to the bar on the blocks. And you know, this is it, we're going to do it, you're going to do it. And he actually swam 50 metres backstroke with me screaming at him, saying, he'd go under and he'd pop back up again. I'm going, come on, you, you're getting lazy, keep going. But half the time he just laughed. He was amazing. They're all amazing, but Andrew, he was exceptional.
Yeah.
So, yeah, and from there, I just got a little bit too old to tread water for 2.5 to 3 hours. So, I finally gave it up, swimming part.
Yeah, but, I mean, you still work with...
I work with kids with, at the school I'm at, we've got, one boy's just left here. Well, both boys have muscular dystrophy. Aldo, he's just finished up. He's finished year 12, which is exceptional. And we've got another young boy who's in year 7. So, yeah.
Very cool.
Yeah.
You've worked hard for a very long time. Any jobs you just disliked? Or?
Any jobs? Oh, you know what? There was one. I lasted one night.
Yes?
I thought to myself when I applied for this job, you know, because it's hard when, you know, we've got a young family and trying to, you know, send you to good schools and what have you. So working-wise, I actually applied for and got a... a job as a night filler in Woolworths.
Yeah.
And so I went, and my shift was supposed to be from, I think it was 7 to 12. At 12 I went to leave, and they sort of looked at me like I was insane and said, what are you doing? And I said, well, it's 12 o'clock, I'm going. They said, no, you can't go until everything's done. So as I left... And had to be, they opened up the security doors to let me out at, I think it was like 5:30 in the morning. And the woman said to me, with a lovely smile on the face, and they were all very nice, she said, I'll see you tonight. I went, yeah. And just kept walking, got in the car, cried all the way home. And I thought to myself, oh, you know, anyone can do night fill, but no, this idiot couldn't. So, yeah. No. I take my hat off
to
them.
Not for everyone.
No.
I mentioned earlier that you like some great music. What sort of music would you say you're actually into? What style of music?
Well, I like lots of different styles. I mean, I do like, heavy metal.
Yeah.
Yeah. I love the old stuff, of course.
Yeah.
Just things like, but I do like lots of different things. I love Elton John. I love Elton John. I love, like, Queen. Were they really heavy metal? They probably thought they were. I don't. But
yeah. Well, their time. Yeah.
Really? I don't think so.
No?
They were big and they were loud, but were they really heavy metal? But I love them. Don't get me wrong.
Yeah.
So I've got lots of I think I know what you're talking about. One of my favorites has to be AC/DC.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. Well, it's actually not what I was going to talk about.
Oh, really? Sorry, my bad. Oh, sorry.
No, that doesn't matter.
Oh, you wanted me to go on to my Van Morrison.
Yes, this is your borrowed song now.
My borrowed song, Van Morrison. Man, he is just amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What track have you gone with?
Well, Moondance.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And why have you picked this for your borrowed song?
When I was younger with my friend Robin, we would go to her place Friday nights and stuff, and the mum and dad might have gone out for dinner, what have you, and her older sister Joanne was there, and Jo was a big Van Morrison fan. That's how I got onto it. And I use it as borrowed as because I borrowed it without Jo really knowing.
It's called stealing.
No, it's not, because I gave it back.
Oh, okay.
Okay, so, yeah. And, you know, she's got lots of different albums. But I really loved it. And I just had it for a few weeks until Robin pretty much said, you have to give it back. She's wondering where it is. So I gave it back to Robin. She sort of slid it back in there and yeah.
All right. Well, there you go.
Yeah.
All right, another great choice here, Mum. This is Van Morrison with Moondance. Have a listen to this.
Well, it's a marvelous night for a moon dance, with the stars up above in your eyes. A fantabulous night to make romance, neat the cover of October skies. You know the leaves on the trees are falling to the sound of the breezes that blow. You know I'm trying to please to the calling of your heartstrings that play soft and low. You know the night seem to whisper and hush. You know the soft moonlight seems to shine in your blush. Can I just have one more moon dance with you, my love? Can I just make some more romance with you, my love? Well, I wanna make love to you tonight. I can't wait till the morning has come. Yet I know now the time is just right, and straight into my arms you will run. And when you come, my heart will be waiting to make sure that you're never alone. There and then all my dreams will come true, dear. There and then I will make you my own. And every time you just tremble inside. Then I know how much you want me that you can't hide. Can I just have one more dance with you, my love? Can I just make some more romance with you, my love? Seems to shine.
your place. Can I just have one more dance with you, oh my love? Can I just make some more romance with you, oh my love? One more moon dance with you. La 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 la.
Yes, Ben Morrison there with Moondance, another great choice by my mother, who's joining me today for Old New Borrowed Blue. Kim Kassam, thank you so much for coming
and
in.
And thank you again for having me.
I've got a couple of quick questions for you before we wrap this up.
Yep.
I hope that's okay.
Okay.
These questions have actually come in from my siblings.
Oh, no.
Just a couple of questions they wanted answered. Okay. Why do you serve bread rolls with Chinese food?
Well, I just like to say, why not?
Hey, it's fine.
That's not Daniel, is it?
No.
Well, you know why.
I do know why. Because everyone loves bread rolls.
Exactly.
What was it like raising three kids in the 80s/90s?
It was, I think it was okay. I mean, well, you were wonderful.
Yeah, yes, thank you.
It's okay. It sort of went downhill from there, but no. It was, I mean, it's always hard because, you know, you've got to work and things like that. But no, you the three could do my head in, but you were pretty good. So it was wonderful.
And if you could travel to anywhere in the world, where would it be?
Oh, Lord. Well, I know your father would love the Greek islands, as would I. But you know what? I really, really, really want to see the pyramids. Before I...
So New Zealand?
Yes, New Zealand. That's it. And I've been there, and yet I couldn't find them. Yeah.
Okay, so Egypt.
Egypt, I'd love
it. Trying to see the pyramids.
I would love to see the pyramids.
Okay,
I really would.
That's a good answer.
Thank you. Oh.
But also the Greek islands is also a great answer.
Yes, and the Maldives. And
Mum, thank you so much for coming in today on Old New Borrowed Blue. Right. It was so much fun to have you in because
you.
I know you wanted to come in pretty much since I started this show.
No, this was such a surprise for me. What are you talking about? When you asked me, I was just amazed. And then you gave me the beautiful flowers and the chocolates to just seal the deal. It was just lovely. And taking me out for dinner as well tonight, Joel, is just exceptional. Hang on.
Okay, you're joking about the flowers and the chocolates. That's fine, but... You think I'm paying for dinner?
Yeah.
Oh,
no?
Oh, right. Okay.
And this a nice bottle of red.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Cordial it is. all right. Well, you have to take us out with your blues song now. Yes. Okay. So today is actually quite a sad day in the music world.
Yes, it is.
Do you want to explain why?
Well, actually, it was yesterday.
Oh, yeah. Sorry. Yeah, it was this weekend. Yeah.
Yeah. Like I mentioned before, AC/DC was, again, one of my favourite bands when I was growing up. And Malcolm Young has passed away very sadly.
Yeah.
I think just being an Aussie and loving AC/DC, you have to. Just, you know.
Well, it really is. And people forget that, you know, AC/DC are this band from Sydney.
Ashfield. Your father went to school with the Young Brothers.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
And they go on to be, you know, I think Back in Black is still in the top 10 most sold albums of all time.
I know. I mean, after Bond died, I didn't think it was ever going to work, but it did.
Yeah.
Do I still think he's a bit? Yeah.
Yeah.
But no, Malcolm's very, very sad, and it's just a sad time, I think.
It is. So this is your blues song. This is AC/DC with Let There Be Rock. Mum, thanks again for joining me.
Joel, thank you very much for having me. Bye.